My guest at this time is freshman Republican South Carolina Congressman Tom Rice. He represents the Palmetto State's new 7th Congressional District. He is also a member of the House Budget Committee, the Small Business Committee, the Transportation Committee, and he's chair of the Small Business Subcommittee on Economic Growth, Tax, and Capital Access. We want to get his thoughts as the first budget produced by House Republicans since he's been elected to Congress is unveiled today. And, sir, thanks very much for being with us.
Greg, thanks for having me. It's an honor to be with you.
Well, let's start with the headlines here, and that's that the budget, if passed and pursued, would balance the budget in 10 years. Now, it does that without raising taxes and reducing the rate of spending increases. Explain how that gets us to a balance in a decade.
Well, you know, the economy is gonna grow faster than federal spending, and it will get us to a balanced budget.
And what are the keys to that economic growth? I know tax reform is a part of this. What else is in the mix, and what specificity can you talk about on the tax front?
Well, you know, the tax system is obviously under the purview of the Ways and Means Committee, but our budget assumes that there will be tax reform. You know, America, I ran my campaign on American competitiveness, and we sit here and handicap our companies with the highest corporate tax rate in the world and with among the highest regulatory burdens in the world. So what we have to do, you know, it's just like if you've got two counties competing with each other for a company, the America needs to look at it that way. It's a global stage. We can't expect to be here and have the highest tax burden in the world and some of the most expensive and inefficient government process in the world and expect for businesses to locate here. At one time, we could. You know, we have the capital markets. We have the rule of law. We have consumer markets. We have a lot of advantages that companies want. But the truth be known, other nations around the world have moved up, and maybe we hadn't moved up quite as quickly, and so we're not the only game in town anymore. And if we expect American jobs to be here, then we have to be competitive worldwide.
What general assumptions were made about tax reform in order to get the numbers to work? You mentioned it's not the purview of the Budget Committee to figure that out, but I assume certain assumptions were made in order to make the numbers work. Was there any general type of expectation for what would happen there?
Well, you know, we're all looking for a flatter tax system with lower rates and less exclusions. And that would be on the individual and the corporate tax side. You know, 75% plus of American businesses are not taxed at the corporate rate because they're not corporations. They're taxed at the individual rate. And the individual rate, as of January 1st, went up from 35% to as high as 44%. That's a huge increase. And, you know, when you look at our bordering countries, for example, Canada with a 15% tax rate versus America with a 45%, I mean, if you're a company in the north considering on where you're going to locate, are you going to go where you can pay a 15% tax rate or a tax rate that's three times that rate?
You're a business guy. How low should our business tax rate be?
Well, you know, we're not proposing cutting taxes overall or raising taxes. What we're talking about is changing the rate. So what we have to look at is what exemptions we're going to remove and see how much rate lowering that'll buy us. I've seen estimates anywhere from 25 to 27 to 29%.
Let's talk a little bit now about, you mentioned the assumption with the tax reform. There's also an assumption that there will be a full repeal of the president's health care laws. How big of a factor are those assumptions in getting this to balance in 10 years? In other words, if they don't happen, and the fights over sequestration, fiscal cliff, and all this suggest that it will be tough to accomplish, if you don't get them, what do the numbers look like then in 10 years?
Well, if we don't get them, obviously the budget won't balance in 10 years, and what we need to do is, you know, what I would say to the Senate Democrats, and the president particularly, is if you don't like the proposal we've made, let's see your proposal. Because, you know, I think everybody wants to see the country on a sound financial path. And we've put forth our proposal. We don't think we can afford Obamacare. And truly, even if we didn't repeal it at this point, we think it's going to implode on itself. So we've made the assumption that this plan will be repealed. We've plugged in the savings. It helps us get to the bouncing point in 10 years. But if you don't like those plans, then let's see the plan that you've got and let's move from there. But, you know, let's move the country forward. Let's get past the partisan bickering and let's move the country forward.
Well, you're in town. You've come to office at a semi-historic time because Senate Democrats appear to be working on a budget for the first time in 4 years. We haven't seen the final product yet. One thing that has come out, at least there's a couple things that have come out. One is that it will not balance in 10 years, and the others is that they're calling for $1 trillion in new revenues. So from what sketchy details we do have about the Democratic plan, do you sense that there's going to be much common ground to move forward on some of these key issues?
Well, sir, I'm sure that there will be. There are things that we agree on. You heard Mr. Obama during his campaign say repeatedly that we need to have corporate tax reform. He mentioned in his inauguration speech. That's something that he and the Republicans agree on. And if we can focus on the areas we agree and work on those and then try to find some kind of common ground on the areas where we don't, let's make some progress. You're right. I've had countless people tell me, gosh, you're going to Washington at a tough time. Shoot, I think this is the best time. Washington has kicked the can down the road so many times, I think pretty much everybody recognizes it can't be kicked a whole lot more. And so I'm very, very optimistic that we will have some positive reform coming out of Washington this year. I think the Ways and Means Committee is working toward tax reform. You've seen us put a budget on the table. Of course, that's nothing new. The House has done it every year. But for the first time in years, the Senate is going to do it. Hopefully, we can find some middle ground and make some progress. I'll tell you this, though. We've got to get out of this short-term mindset. We're working on three-month timelines. We extend this law for 3 months. We pass this for 90 days. Businesses don't operate that way. And they can't operate under a legal framework that way and do well. We're hamstringing American business. Again, we're running American jobs overseas. We've got to take a longer-term look. We've got to set goals for our legislative period and work toward those goals. And that's what I'm doing, my friend. I'm trying to get Congress to think more like a businessman.
And our last question will focus on that. If you are still in business or from the small business owners you visit with and talk with regularly from your district, what more than anything else do they want to get this economy going again? We just saw a better-than-expected jobs report for the last month, but at the same time, more people still left the labor force than jobs that were added. So what are they needing before they can really get going?
Just one thing I don't think I can tell you. If it's several things,
sure.
It is they want a clear path first and foremost. They want to know what the rules are. We keep kicking the can down the road. We keep doing all these temporary measures. Nobody can rely on what the rules are going to be to make investment decisions, and that's from big company to small. And I promise you that hurts hiring, that hurts job growth. So we need to come up with a long-term plan and stop these short-term Band-Aids. Two, the regulatory burden that we place on these companies. It seems to me that we're doing everything we can to hold up progress, where it takes 5 to 10 years to get a permit to build a road, where it takes 10 years to get approval to build a power plant. We're our own worst enemy. We hold up progress here while other countries are passing us by. We've got to become business friendly to create jobs, to get our companies hiring again, and that's what I'm moving toward.
Congressman, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much, sir, for being with us. We'll follow your efforts.
Thank you very much.
South Carolina Republican Congressman Tom Rice represents his state's 7th Congressional District, member of the House Budget, Small Business, and Transportation Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.